C-I-T-R.
C-I-T.
Yeah.
Why do I keep on thinking... Okay.
If you, it's like sitar, if okay. you read it, but C-I-T-R.
C-I-T. This is what my producer has to go through every week when I do my promos. It takes like 3 hours to do a 30-second promo. C-I-T-R.
C-I-T-R, okay.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Yeah.
This is Wiretaps Jonathan Goldstein, and you are listening to C-I-T-R 101.9. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, so that was Marianne Faithfull, backed up by Riot Cooter and the Rolling Stones. And that was the B-side to a single of hers from 1968, and that was the song Sister Morphine. And yeah, I've been away for a couple of weeks. I've met Sister Morphine. I had a bit of a medical appointment, so I was away for a couple of weeks recuperating from that. But I am back full strength. Ready to make some more radio. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. On today's show, some new stuff and a lot of stuff previewing this Saturday night, which is bonkers with great shows. Frog Eyes are going to be playing, I believe, at the Western Front. Wenatchee, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, Wakanachi, and Girlpool and Knife Pleats at the Biltmore. The Toast is having a Music Waste fundraiser with Adrian Teacher and Calarissa and a bunch of other people. There's all the Emily Carr after party stuff happening. And then on top of all that, Tough Age and Energy Slam are coming back to town after their couple week long tour, Tough Slam tour down the West Coast. And they have an amazing bill at the Astoria. So I don't know what your weekend plans are, but rest up. And be ready for a Saturday night because there's something for everybody. It's going to be great. I'm going to start off, though, with a new single by U.S. Girls. U.S. Girls is Meg Remy, now making Toronto her home. And this is her new single on her new label, 4AD. So a bit of a bigger platform, I don't know. For U.S. Girls, well-deserved. Excellent band, and this song is a great auspicious start. This is Damn That Valley, a new single by U.S. Girls. Here we go. Whoops, not that. Here we go. Yeah. All right. That was Carly Simon from the soundtrack to a long-forgotten film called Soup for One from 1982. That was the song Why, produced by Sheik's Nile Rodgers. And Daft Punk did a little video tribute to Nile Rodgers recently, and they played this song, and I was like, what is that song? And I have never, ever wanted to listen to Carly Simon before in my life, but that song, it's so good, so catchy. It's a toe tapper, so I actually paid real money for it on iTunes and got that song. Very few songs have made that cut, I should say. Anyhow, Carly Simon, who knew? She had such a great disco-influenced number in her. Very good. Before that, we heard Samantha Urbani with her new single. That was the song 1, 2, 3, 4. You may recognize that voice from the band Friends, her previous band. They were around for a couple of years and then broke up. And now she and her partner do a lot of work, Dev Hynes, Mr. Blood Orange. So she's sang on a bunch of his stuff, and he helped produce that song, 1, 2, 3, 4. And before that, we heard U.S. Girls from the new single, Damn That Valley. Great stuff from U.S. Girls, as always. So I mentioned before this show happening on the weekend. It's a 7-inch release party for Tough Age. They re-recorded an EP by the band Cub called Hot Dog Day, song for song. And so they're going to be performing it, and they're going to be releasing that record this Saturday night at the Astoria. And it's a great bill. So Tough Age is playing, Energy Slime, who have just gone down to California and back with Tough Age, Needles Pins, Fountain from Victoria, and Milk, which is the new incarnation of Watermelon. Not sure about the name, but I'm sure the band will rule. Anyways, that looks like a great bill. It's only $8. So go check that out this Saturday. And to kick things off, a song not from the new Tough Age 7-inch, but from the upcoming Tough Age LP. This is the song Snakes and Ladders from the new Tough Age album, I Get the Feeling Central. Here we go.
Thank you. This May 2nd at the Biltmore, Waxahachie with guest Girlpool and Knife Pleats. From Brooklyn, pop singer-songwriter Waxahachie is on tour to support her new release, Ivy Trip. Early show with doors at 8, show at 9. Brought to you by Timbre Concerts on CITR 101.9. You can run, you can hide, you're a giant.
It depends on the damage you cause. Sure, reality has to be seen in a new way, but that is not so much the interesting part of it. The interesting side of it is, where is truth in all this?
Doxa, Vancouver's documentary film festival, runs this year April 30th to May 10th. The 14th annual Doxa features 89 films, 6 world premieres, and 23 Canadian premieres. Whether it's the infamous musical Provocateurs, The Residents, or master pranksters The Yes Men, Doxa is packed to the brim with radicals, iconoclasts, weirdos, mavericks, and James Franco. For more information, go online to www.doxafestival.com.
Yeah.
right, that was Fountain from their self-titled cassette released last year. That was the song Refreshment. What a refreshment that little number was, wasn't it? Before that, we heard Needles Pins from their album from a couple of years back, 1234, classic album. And that was the song I Heart Your Drugs, also featuring, appearing on the Pop Alliance 3 record that CITR put out. Before that, we heard Energy Slime from New Dimensional with their 34-second banger, Gas in a Bag. And at the top, we heard Tough Age, their brand new song, Snakes and Ladders, from the forthcoming LP released to be released this summer, I Get the Feeling Central. All of those bands, plus another one, the former Watermelon, going to be at the Astoria this Saturday night. Good stuff. Also that night, a big fundraiser for Music Waste, the city's finest music festival. It's going to be taking place at the Toast right near Fraser and Kingsway. And Burnside is going to be playing, Lieutenant Frank Drebin, which is the Dan, the lead singer of Peace. A couple of other bands, and the two that I'm most excited about, Kellarissa and Adrian Teacher and the Subs. Adrian Teacher, formerly of Apollo Ghosts, maybe still of Cool TV. I don't know what's happening with that. But he has a new solo album out, and he is getting some friends to help play backup. And so it's called Sorta Have To. A couple of great videos up already for the EP. And this is another song off of that. It's called One Thing Your Money Couldn't Buy. Go see Adrian Teacher this Saturday at the Toast. Here we go. Boom.
I saw in her eyes. One thing your money couldn't buy was the smell of the rain on concrete during a hot summer night. In the woods the day before you have to go back to work.
Yeah. May 7th, Thursday at the Media Club, Punk Rock Trivia Night. Hosted by CITR 101.9 FM's Rocket from Russia with Rush and Tim. Come practice your punk rock nerdism, hang out with friends, eat pizza, drink beer, and listen to punk rock hits. Brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Wednesday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. for the Hans von Klaus Misery Hour with your host, Marion M., as they play a sub-collection of mostly disgusting and unlistenable songs and sounds.
Right. That was Slater Kinney from their album All Hands on the Bad One, the title track All Hands on the Bad One from 2001? No, earlier. 99? I forget. Anyways, whew, what a tight number that one is. And they're touring right now. They're going to be in town next Wednesday night at the Commodore. So exciting. I saw them on my birthday in 2001 at the Commodore, and so I am very excited that they are returning, and we will rock out on a Wednesday. Woo! Before that, we heard Kellarissa from her album Flamingo, the song Tiny Things, a beautiful track. Heard recently Kellarissa blew the roof off of the Royal City Curling Club when she, or the ice rink, something out in New Westminster. Anyways, she sang the Canadian and Finnish national anthems before a roller derby all-star game out there, and reports were that she was just electric. Those pipes! Go see them in person at the Toast this Saturday night, along with Adrian Teacher and the Subs, and that song we heard from him was One Thing Your Money Couldn't Buy. Moving on, gonna keep things on a raucous plateau. Sheer Mag. They're a punk band from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and they have a recent 7-inch out. It's called 2. We're going to hear the song Button Up. Here we go. Here is Philadelphia's Sheer Mag. Right. Why isn't that working? That'll do. We'll be right back.
The odds
All right, so that was the Swiss duo Klaus Johann Grobe. How's that? From the it's a 7-inch called Traumhaft, which is German for dreamlike. It's a pretty dreamlike little single there. That was re-released by Trouble in Mind recently. Very good. Shouts to all my European listeners. Klaus Johann Grobe are going to be touring in Germany and the Netherlands and Luxembourg. I know I get a lot of love in Luxembourg, so you're welcome for that tip. That's going to be in June and July of this year. Check out the Trouble in Mind record website if you are looking for details. Before that, we heard Poor Form, local punk band, from their demo album. That was the song Sever. They've got a couple of shows coming up in a week and a half. They're playing back-to-back, and one with Beelines, one with Hermetic, both look great, so look them up. And then at the top, we heard a band that was just in town earlier this month, Sheer Mag, with their song Button Up from the 7-inch 2. Good stuff. That is going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Few things to mention. One thing that CITR has started doing is a territorial acknowledgement at the beginning of shows. This is the first one, the first show that I've done back since this new initiative has started, so I missed it, and I'm sorry that I missed that, but I'd like to remind you that UBC is located on unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver, and so we acknowledge that, and that's something that we're going to start acknowledging at the beginning of all shows here on CITR. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast at citr.ca. Hopefully we'll have a new website very soon. And you can check out the playlist at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. For those of you keeping track of the station move, we're not going to be moving till the end of May now. That's just where things are at, which is too bad. Have a great weekend. There's also a baseball tournament happening at Strathcona that CITR is organizing. So if you're around Strathcona Park this Saturday, come by, check it out, root on the Rad Sox. And last thing I want to do is just wish my friend Julie Calero, former music director here, a happy birthday. Her birthday is next Tuesday. And she is a cool lady, and I wish her a very happy birthday. I'm going to play a song for her called Mayfly by Belle and Sebastian from the album If You're Feeling Sinister. And I have a very distinct memory of her DJing a party here in the Sub Ballroom in like 1999. And I was just starting to like Belle and Sebastian, and I was a little embarrassed because they were so twee. I was like, I don't know, should I be embarrassed that I like this band so much? And then I remember Julie DJing, playing the song Mayfly to the crowd. And I thought, if someone as cool as Julie Calero is willing to play that song publicly, it's a great song, then I can feel proud about my loving Belle and Sebastian. And so thank you for several decade and a half of music recommendations and friendship. And happy birthday, Julie. Here is Mayfly by Belle and Sebastian to close it out.
1, 2, 3, 4. Sunny afternoon, you are tired of staying in, you are waiting for a sign. Mayfly woken up when skies are clear, I don't mind you coming near, give me company till she comes again. You are the one who's making do, I am the one who's privy to, 'cause you saw him in the park, 'cause you saw him at the bridges with the people in the dark. Kano was the start of something big. You were there in the beginning. You were there to see him play. Mayfly woken up when skies are blue. I don't mind the sight of you, keep it company till she comes again. You are the one who's making do. I am the one who's privy to. Cause you saw him at the celebration, standing at the side. You had the move to save the day, and you would love him anyway. Back upon yourself. You are the one left on the shelf. You are incapable of playing the fool. Longing, so what's different today? You sent the boy and girl away. You are concerned with matters locked in. But puzzled, so it makes you sick. Your diary's looking like the Bible, with its verses lost in time, lost in meaning for the people who surround you. It's a crying shame. You know it's a crying shame. You know it's a crying shame. They fly open up when skies are blue. I don't mind the sight of you. Keep me company till she comes again. May fly walking up when skies are clear. I don't mind you coming near. Keep me company till she comes again. La 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 la, she comes again. La 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 la, she comes again. La 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 la.
Hello, this is the recording artist Jay Arner, and you're listening to CITR.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean, they...
Wait. You don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic.
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.
Two things I would care.